You're gonna fuck it up. Fuck up everything. You know. Just do the podcast correctly. That's all I'm asking. I mean, you know. I'm not saying there's no. I'm not putting any rules on this podcast. I'm just saying. The rule is you have to make a podcast. Other than that, there's no rules. It's almost tequila time. And you have to, you know, you don't have to play along with any rules, but last time we talked, you got arrested. So, I guess maybe we should start off with that, about how you got arrested. And because you had a warrant out for your arrest for, like, what, 6 years or something?
Yeah, almost 6 years.
Yeah, and I had a warrant out for my arrest, too. So, every time we drive in the car, we're both driving perfectly because we don't want to get pulled over. But I get a fucking goddamn postcard in my mailbox. Hey, James, can you watch Larry? I'm in jail. I'm like, what the fuck? And I hadn't seen you in like 3 days because you're knocking on my goddamn door every day for, oh, can I use your car? I'm like, where's fucking Kelly? Oh, he's in jail. Because your neighbor... Tell the story. Your fucking neighbor called the cops on you. She's a crazy bitch.
Yeah, so... Actually, what happened is the day started out really good. I was out of money, and I decided I needed something to drink.
Wait a second. Every day you decide you need something to drink. The only day you don't decide to drink something is when you don't have any money. But go ahead. Okay. So I decided I needed something to drink. That's you waking up. That's your day. I'm deciding to drink something. All right, go.
So I came over to your house.
Yeah.
I said, hey, man, we got to take the fucking TV down to the hawk shop.
Right. So no, we had to pick it up or we had to take it down there. Yeah, we took it down. We took your fucking flat screen. That's probably worth $300
right.
down, and we pawned it for 50, $80.
50.
$50. And then I...
But, so I got a case of beer.
Yeah.
And you went home, and you did your thing over there, building your website, whatever you do. So James, you come over and drink with me? No, I got work to do. All right, fuck you, bye. So I'm drinking a case of beer today. That was at like 11 o'clock in the morning, so... Around about 6 o'clock that evening, I turned on a little music.
Right, all right, yeah. This is how you play music. You fucking will play a goddamn YouTube video, and you'll crank it to 11. And the apartment is weird where I can't hear you because the walls are really thick. I couldn't hear any music, but the music goes out your front window into the street, so everyone in the street could hear it.
Well, the weather was nice. If it had been 90 degrees...
During the day.
I would have had my air conditioner on
right.
and a house.
And it's not 3 o'clock in the morning.
But it was 70 degrees.
It's not 3 o'clock in the morning. It's during the day. You got your radio on.
It's 6 o'clock.
Right, right.
In the afternoon, in the evening. So, I played... I think I got about 12 different songs on there that...
You play like, over and over again.
I play them over and over. But like once a fucking month, I listen to this music.
Yeah, so once like, a month, you turn up the music, and
right.
it's at 11.
And I play my playlist, and some of these songs are fucking...
Classics.
They're like 10 minutes long. anthems, what do you call them?
They're
like
yeah.
You
play
like
that
Free
Led
Bird,
Zeppelin. No,
you know, like Free Bird.
Wait, I know, you got the weird taste. You're like Iggy Pop, Raw Power, you're like fucking Led Zeppelin, The Rain Song, and Free Bird, and then The Doors. And you're living in 1970. But go on. You got the music
so,
cranked, and the fucking...
Yeah, so... Yeah, I played through the playlist. I imagine it took 45 minutes, or an hour and 45 minutes to play.
Are you walking around in the dress?
And, no.
Don't have the dress on?
No.
All right.
And, that was that.
No, it's never that.
No, and I turned it off, you know.
Oh, so, right. You turned it off. And it was quiet.
It wasn't even 7 o'clock. It was still daylight. It wasn't right. 7 o'clock when I
it's quiet.
Right. And about 9 o'clock,
you
I walk out here on the balcony.
Right.
And no, I was not wearing a dress.
All right.
And I sat in the chair, and I kicked back, drinking my beer, my feet up on the ledge there, and the lady next door had her and, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 girlfriends out there on their porch. And first thing I know, they start yelling at me.
Yeah, right.
Some bullshit.
Yeah.
What the fuck? You know, just out of nowhere, for no reason.
Yeah, but you weren't playing your music loud. But yeah, they just start yelling at you, and then you yell back, right?
Yeah, I mean, first I said, like, what is the problem? You know, what is your problem, man? And I'm like, you know what? You live on truth.
No. No. First she said, you're only a renter. I own this house.
No, she said that towards the end.
Oh, towards the end.
Yeah, that was like...
So you said, you know what? You live on truth. The music might be loud.
I don't remember exactly what I said. You know, just to paraphrase myself, you know, is the gist of what I said was, look, you know, you live, you know...
In a neighborhood.
You live in a marginal neighborhood.
Where the music might get loud.
Right. There are young people around here. There are college students.
Right.
There are hookers over on Truth.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
You know? Uh-huh. This is what it is.
Right. Exactly.
Okay?
Right. You didn't threaten to kill them.
No. Of course not.
You didn't threaten to set their house on fire.
Yeah, you know.
No. And then what happened? And then
I said, you know, it's 6 o'clock in the evening, for God's sake.
Yeah,
you know,
Yeah.
It's not like it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
You guys are having your party, fucking eating your ice cream on the goddamn front steps.
And, yeah, I don't remember the precise, you know, context.
Content. Oh.
Of you know, everything that took place.
You didn't call him a cunt? You didn't say cunt?
No, of course not. Right. I don't never do that.
Oh, all right.
Not yet.
So, So then she said, you're only a renter.
That was it. That was about
that's where you snapped. You fucking snapped.
Got pissed.
Oh, my God.
And I said, pretty much like, look, you highfalutin motherfucker. Move your ass back to Johnson County if you don't like it.
Right. And that's what set her off to where...
I called you 911.
She called the cops because he told her to move back to Johnson County? Oh, my God.
I believe she called the cops and told them that I was playing loud music, okay?
Which at the time you were not.
I was not.
Right. You were just yelling at her because they were yelling at you.
Right.
Right.
And so the police come and, you know me.
No. I've heard this story before. You had a standoff with the police. You had an actual standoff. So tell us about the standoff. The cops come to the door. Now, for the people that are listening, Kelly has been in jail before for trumped up charges. You know how it is. They throw people in jail for fucking shit, and if you don't show up for the court date, they throw you in jail for a longer period of time. Anyway, he had time in jail to, like, read law books. So he's a fucking lawyer. He's a basic lawyer. All right? So when the cops came to the door,
so,
he knows all of his legal rights. So go ahead. Tell the story.
That sets that up. So I hear the cops pull up out front. And I walk out on the balcony. And they walk up, and I'm standing there listening to her tell the cops. And right now I said, no, that was 3 hours ago, lady.
Lady.
I said, she is making a false report.
That
is against the law. And then the cop looked up, and he told me, grow up.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, excuse me? And the dude has a lollipop in his mouth.
The cop said, but, grow up, and he's got a lollipop?
Yes.
You didn't tell me that part of the story.
Yes.
Cop has a lollipop.
Yes. I said, are you kidding me?
You're standing there with a lollipop in your mouth, and you're telling me to grow up?
You didn't tell me that part. Oh, my God. Holy shit. So like, they come into the door. They come.
So, yeah, 10 minutes later, boom, boom, knocking the shit out of my door.
Right.
I'm like, no, man, no. I'm not playing loud music. I wasn't playing it. She made a false report. I don't need to open the door. There's no reason to.
Yep. Right, because you fucking know the law. You know the law.
Open the door. And they're beating the shit out of it.
Right.
Open this door.
And you're like, you don't have a warrant.
You need to either break it down, you know, or go away because you have no probable cause and there's no exigent circumstances.
Exactly.
Yeah, this she made a false report. She's the one who made the crime. She committed a crime, not me. Go away. Boom, boom, boom. Open this door. I said, look, man, you call your sergeant and I'll speak with him.
That's where you started the standoff. Yeah. You told the cops, there's cops at your door. And you did not open the door, which has balls. You got fucking balls. And you told the cops, I'm not opening the door. You call your sergeant. All right.
Yeah, so then you call your sergeant, and I'll talk to him.
Right.
I'll open the door.
That's like a standoff.
Not really. It's just
asking. No, it is a standoff. So, okay. So,
so
he calls the sergeant.
So actually, I call the damn Central Patrol dispatch, and I tell him this is what's going on. I would like you to send a sergeant out, please.
You, okay, all right.
So I don't know what he did, but that's
you're like, there are people at my door.
Right. Said, there's no reason. I explained to him what happened.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you probably...
You're a little drunk.
They could hear the slurring speech.
No, whatever. You're a little drunk. You're in your own house.
That's right. I'm in my own house. I'm not hurting anybody. I'm sure not playing loud music.
At the time.
No, anyway, so that's how I feel. Anyway, so the sergeant comes out. And I told him what happened. He asked me, blah, blah,
so
blah.
Wait a second. You called the sergeant, and the sergeant actually came out to the premises. The sergeant of this area?
This district. Yeah.
Holy fuck. All right, he comes out.
That's not unusual. You can do that. You can ask
No, but people. Most people don't fucking think of that. No one's going to do that. I mean, so the sergeant comes out, and then what happened after that?
So he knocks on the door. I open the door.
You open the door for the sergeant.
Yeah, I said, hi, how you doing? He said, would you please step out? I said, sure. He said, do you mind, you know, put your hands against the wall? I said, sure. He said, do you have any weapons on you? I said, no, sir, I don't. He said, okay. You know, he said, now tell me what happened. I explained to him. He asked me a few questions about, you know, what started all this. I said, well, I had been playing the music, but it was 3 hours before this little altercation with her. And her buddies, you know? And I don't know what set her off. I didn't do anything except me being out on my balcony. I didn't say anything to her. I didn't look at her. There's no reason for it. She's just crazy.
Uh-huh.
You know? And he says, well, you were disturbing the peace. I'm like, what do you mean? He says, any loud noises.
Loud music.
Yeah, it doesn't even. It could be any loud music, unless I mean, there's a few little exemptions in the. There's a noise ordinance in KC, which I didn't know about. That's where I fucked up. I wasn't. They had just passed this noise. Anyway, so he says, "No, you were disturbing the peace." I said, "Well, you know, she didn't call when I was doing it. That was the problem. So as far as I'm concerned, she made a false report. You should be arresting her." Okay.
Yeah. He's like, well, also,
no. He says, "Well, here's the problem. You know, when you don't answer the door, you refuse to speak with us. We think you know there's a problem.
Something's going on,
right? You're a fugitive. You might be a mass murderer.
No,
we don't know. We
no.
Need to talk
I'm just
to
a lawyer who knows my rights. I know my rights. I'm not a mass murderer. I'm just a guy that I'm like, unless you got a fucking warrant, you're not going to come in. All right. So,
yeah, 99 times out of 100, I'm very respectful with." I don't do that. But this time is different. I felt different about it. Anyway, so he says, okay, explain that to me. You know, we felt there was a reason you wouldn't speak to us in that. You know, do you have any warrants? I'm like, yes, sir, I
yes,
do.
Yes, sir, I do. I've had a ward for 6 years. Walking to and from CVS. Never got pulled over. Fucking never got bothered. I actually walk straighter when I have a warrant out for my arrest. So they arrest you for the warrant, which was some bullshit.
Yeah, that was something. It was bullshit.
Yeah, this guy got a restraining order on you or something.
Yeah, and
I can't. That sounds like a standoff. I'm not going to open the door until you bring the sergeant.
Oh my god!
Hold on. We dropped the microphone. All
right. There's only check 1-2
certain time. Of course, they can just fucking invent a reason to kick out your door.
Yeah, they can. They can count.
Lies. What are you going to do about it? You know, but.
Oh, my God. Oh, holy shit.
But, you know, it never needed to get to that point.
No, it didn't. I mean, I don't know what I would have done. I think I would have. Oh, my God.
But.
So you spent how long?
25 days in jail.
No, I thought you were going to be in there for like 6 months or something.
Yeah, I was thinking like, I was going
to
be in there.
Because whenever we talked about this warrant thing, it was always like, oh, if I go to jail, I'm going to be in jail for 6 months. And I've got an outstanding warrant because I didn't pay 2 traffic tickets. I got a traffic ticket in Kansas, and I got a traffic ticket in Missouri. So wherever I drive in the Kansas City area, I could go to jail. That's why I drive safer. I drive safer with a warrant out for my arrest.
Yeah, right.
And one time I got a DUI. I got a DUI before I was moving out to Seattle. And I get thrown in jail. I get bailed out of jail. And they set a court date. Well, I'm like, well, I'm not going to make that court date because I'm moving to Seattle. I moved to Seattle. I lived there for 6 years, driving all over the place, right? With a Kansas driver's license. I get pulled over by fucking Washington police. Nobody gives me shit. I got a DUI in Kansas City, right? So I moved back to Kansas City, and I need a driver's license. I need to get a car because you can't live in Kansas City without a car. So I'm like, all right,
unless you live 4 blocks from CVS.
Right. Someone told me, they said, you know what, you can just, a lawyer, I think, he goes, you know what, you can just show up on Wednesday, turn yourself in, they won't arrest you, and they'll just reset a new court date. Yeah. So I turn myself in on Wednesday, they go, okay, your court date's next week. I show up, the judge goes, all right, Mr. Inman, come to the whatever, and... Cop looks at the ticket, and the judge, I'm sorry, looks at the ticket. I'm in a courtroom. He goes, this ticket is 6 years old. You got a DUI 6 years ago? I go, yeah, I'm a good driver. You never pulled me over for 6 fucking years. You know, because...
And that's the only thing you had on your record, too.
Yeah, that's about
so
it.
So you had nothing prior to that, and 6 years after...
Well, I had a disorderly conduct in Washington. You want to hear my disorderly...
They're not going to find that here.
Right, exactly. But they will once they get all these... Everybody on the same ID system and everybody on the same... The entire United States, you know, they might have an ID where... You know, you're in goddamn bumfuck Texas, and they know about a parking ticket in New Hampshire, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, they put a RFID on everybody's driver's license.
Let me tell you how that works, okay? Even if they known about the Kansas City DUI...
They're not going to extradite you.
Yeah.
Because it costs money to transport you.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not worth it.
Right.
So.
Oh, shit.
It stopped?
No, I don't know what this is. Check online, close program, update or execute. I don't know what that is. It doesn't matter. Let's just stop it right now. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, so, Yeah, so I think
those people are scared of me now.
I hope they are. I mean, I told you the story about how I yelled at my neighbors too, dude. I mean, all the neighbors are fucking scared of me. I mean, you know that guy that lived across the street? That fucking guy? I thought it was from Australia, but he was from New Zealand. Right? And I don't know, what we come to the level in this country where neighbors don't talk to each other. But I remember, and you remember, when that fucking guy was over there working on his goddamn house for 6 months, and we had to hear his hammer and his goddamn buzzsaw and his chainsaw or whatever he had over there for 6 fucking months, where he was working on that house and it was loud and it was bullshit.
I remember that.
And then one fucking day, I get locked out of the apartment, all right? And I think maybe I've talked about this before. I don't know.
About someone to let you in?
Yeah. I get locked out of the apartment, and I start to yell up to Brenda to let me back in the apartment. I'm like, Brenda, I'm locked out. I think I was taking the trash out or something, and the door shut. Brenda, I'm locked out. All right? First off, the bitch next door came out, and she goes, hey, you're yelling. Be quiet. I'm like, I snap. I go, fuck you, you fucking cunt. I'm locked out of my fucking apartment. I have to yell because I'm locked out of my apartment, you fucking cunt. Don't, neighbor, do you know who I am? You've seen me walk by here 8 million times. I'm outside. I'm not inside. I need to get inside. I'm locked out of my apartment. Be quiet. You want me to whisper? Hey, So then the fucking guy next door comes out, right? By this time I go next door and I'm throwing rocks up to the window to get Brenda to open the door, or somebody to open the door. And this fucking guy comes out next door, the guy from New Zealand. He goes, hey, keep it down. I have a baby. I go, I don't give a fuck. I go, you fucking cunt motherfucker. If you're a neighbor, if you're a real neighbor, maybe you pull out your cell phone right now and call my girlfriend to have her open the goddamn phone. But since you and I never fucking talk, and you don't know who I am, I don't give a fuck about your baby. I hope your fucking baby chokes on his own vomit. I hope your baby dies of cancer. I don't care about you or your fucking baby. By the way, and that's where I brought in, by the way, when you were fucking remodeling this house, I had to listen to your goddamn hammer and your fucking table saw for 6 fucking months. I'm locked out of my house, and you're not fucking smart enough to pick up your fucking cell phone. I'll give you the number right now. I'll give you my fucking girlfriend's number, and that will solve the problem. And what does he do? He just turns around and he walks back in his fucking house. Oh, man. I mean, he goes, you're going to wake up my baby. I don't give a fuck that you know how to reproduce. You don't think I can't, I don't know how to have a baby? You know how you have a baby? You fuck without a condom. That's how you have a baby. What?
When you talk to someone who's doing the, oh my God, the children bit, the word you want to use is crotch fruit.
Crotch fruit. That's a good one.
Something along the lines, oh please, you're not playing the crotch fruit card, are you?
Yeah. My son's trying to sleep. I've seen your son. Oh my God, he needs to keep sleeping.
So, I remember that guy. He
finally moved out. I mean, I swear to God, and this is what's funny. I found that motherfucker online. I took his address.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I took his address. I typed it into Google. I found the address through a realtor site. And then I found his name from a realtor site where he was trying to sell the house. And then I typed his name into Facebook. I found his Facebook page. And I wrote him an email. I'm like, you ever raise your voice to me ever again, I swear to God. I was like,
yeah, I understand if I'm doing something, if I'm being an asshole, but if I'm locked out of my house and your only response is, hey, keep it down, you're not helping, dude. I'm basically, you know I'm locked out. You've seen me. I've fucking seen that guy for 6 fucking years. Right. Why don't you let me use your phone, you fuck?
Yeah, Right, can I help you?
Well, hey, yeah. I wasn't even drunk. I was completely sober.
Oh!
Hit pause.
What the fuck? There's somebody at the door.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're busted.
No, Dean. Dean, what? Just bring him in here. What do you want to talk about? Dean, the landlord. All right, so you want me to fix the sun porch?
Yeah.
Fix the sun porch, I get $75.
No, that's for cleaning the apartment.
What are you talking about?
The sun porch is part of the rent that you owe. You got $150 for that over there, uh-huh. You got $150 for the sun porch, and then if you clean the apartment...
The apartment's clean. The apartment's that clean.
No.
You've been in the apartment.
Yeah.
That's pretty clean.
No, not clean.
How much more clean do I have to make the apartment?
Well, you know, if that's what you consider clean, then I'm still having my...
No, what needs to be clean? Be specific.
Well,
like the
there's still shit in there. There's still a table and a microwave.
No, what are you talking about?
Been over here?
No. Yeah, I've been over here. Just keep that on. Dean! What are you talking about? Oh my god. Oh my god.
The cord's off.
Go give me a goddamn beer.
The cord's off.
What do you mean the cord's fucked up?
Well, it's been going for fucking 5-10 minutes.
Just give me a goddamn beer. I gotta explain this shit. Oh my god, I wanna punch that fucking guy right in the face. Ugh. Oh my god. I can't even... I need to... Ugh.
What's the goddamn problem?
That was the landlord, Dean. That was Dean, the landlord.
I know.
Who you suck his cock. You like Dean. I'm a communist. I don't like landlords, all right? They're lazy. They don't want to work, all right? If he had a job, he wouldn't have to collect rent from me. He's a leech. He's a parasite, okay? He's giving me shit for $75. Basically, $75. I paid rent every goddamn month for the fucking 6 years that I lived here, and he's giving me shit for $75.
Oh, by the way, when I was in jail, that landlord came over and fed my cat for a month.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to move you out because he knows that he gets money from you.
I pay my rent.
You pay your rent, yeah, because you're fucking on disability. Alright, I don't have to deal with it.
No, I could just be a fucking homeless bum.
I could have easily fed your cat. I could have easily fed your cat. Alright?
Yeah.
Anybody could have fed your cat.
Well, there's only a couple people I trust to come in here.
Hey, whatever. You don't trust me?
I said a couple people.
Alright.
I sent you a fucking postcard.
Yeah,
you
I got my cat. Alright, so here's the deal with Dean. He gives me his son's computer, and he says, my son's computer is fucked up. So I look at the computer, it's like, the computer was built in 1980. It's a really small-ass computer. It's got a 400 megabyte hard drive. It's got
megabyte with an M.
Yeah, it's got his homework on it. He's like, "Oh, don't worry about the data, you know, just save the music or whatever." I look at this computer, I'm like, I'm not going to fix this computer. Nobody needs to have a shit computer, especially Dean's son. Dean is my landlord. I'm going to hook his son up. I found a couple parts down in the basement, just parts that I threw away. Dual core AMD processor, 4 gigs of RAM, a halfway decent motherboard. Goddamn, you know, the only thing that this computer didn't have was a video card. I back up all of his data from his son's data from third grade. He was writing poetry. You know, he wanted me to erase that drive. I was like, I saved your son's, all of your son's homework. I gave you a new computer. And then we start haggling over the price. I'm like, in the real world, dude, that computer is probably worth about $400. And you're haggling over $75. You know, oh, our original deal was this. Or, you know, I had a couple friends staying in an empty apartment upstairs. My friend Jeff Vandenberg and, you know, a couple of his friends. King Mob stayed up there for 2 days in an empty apartment. And he's like, oh, you know, how much would it cost for them to get a hotel room?
You have that cocksucker King Mob in this building?
Yeah. Yeah. He goes, hotel rooms are $100 a night. I'm like, Dean, your apartment is not a fucking hotel room. There's no comparison. And so we haggle over this fucking computer. And then he wants me to do some sheetrock. And I tell him how long it's going to take. It's going to take me a couple days. He probably owe me about $100, $150. He starts haggling over that. It's not enough for him. So what I do is, I know his wife is a therapist. My girlfriend, Brenda, is a therapist. I have Brenda talk to him. All right, Brenda, just talk to Dean. He's a fucking, you know, he likes you. So Brenda sets up this, you know, deal, whatever the deal is. James will fix the sheetrock. He'll do this, that, and you have to do this, blah, 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 whatever. I get, you know, I do half the work, and then I'm like, it's only $75. That's a lot of fucking work. I don't want to do it. And he comes in, and he snaps. You saw him. He snapped. He came in here yelling at me, and then we had to go next door, and then he fucking yelled at me again. I'm like, dude, you're fucking lucky I talked to you. You fucking, all your son's goddamn homework would be deleted by now without me, you stupid fucking cunt.
He was angry. That's the first time I've ever heard Dean drop the F-bomb.
He's pissed that I moved out. Fuck him.
Well, I mean, I kind of same deal with Dean.
Yeah, you work for Dean. There's nothing but bullshit. I mean, here's what we should do.
I never haggled with him over what he paid me. I mean, it basically was about $10 an hour. You know, but what I haggled about was quality of the work I did. He wanted me to do a shit job. You know, I'm like, no. No. I mean, you know, I don't work like that.
You know, he put that piece of sheetrock over there. What we should do is, let's go over there and put that sheetrock on that ceiling, and we'll put it up as shitty as we can.
Just,
and we'll take pictures of it, and we'll post it on Facebook.
Just scab it over that hole.
Yeah, we're just going to basically set that fucking sheet up there.
No, we're not, because I'm not fucking doing it.
Oh, because you're worried what, yeah.
No, because you're too goddamn lazy, and the same reason you told him you didn't want to do it, because you're drunk.
Yeah, but it'd be funny. It'd be funny. It would be. Yeah.
No, you know what? I would rather just go over there and fucking clean that place up.
It's clean. That place is clean. He was saying that place is not clean enough.
No, it's not. But you're right.
It is clean enough. I've seen him clean out places.
And I've told him the same thing.
Yeah. In China, it would have lined him up and shot him.
Well, we don't live in China.
No, we don't live in China. But China owns this country. I'm just waiting for them to come over here and start killing all the landlords.
That doesn't work.
I don't give a fuck. This isn't working either. I don't want to have to deal with this fucking guy that doesn't want to work. He's a landlord, and he doesn't contribute at all to... all these fucking Republicans bitch about taxes. You know, anybody that complains about taxes
is
somebody that has too much money.
Dean is
my only problem is my landlord. My problem is not taxes.
He's not your
landlord. I don't have... Yes, well, he's not my landlord anymore, but I've got a new landlord. But people that complain about taxes are people that have too much money. All right? That's all they do. They talk about taxes. Do you ever hear people complain about landlords on CNN? When's the last time you heard someone on Fox News complain about landlords? You never hear it. In China, they line them up and they shoot them. In Russia, they killed the landlords. All right? They killed the landlords in Russia. All right?
Well, and you got landlord. Here's my landlord.
Hey, fuck him.
Is the coolest one I've ever had.
All right, all right? Fine. You
because look. When I couldn't fucking pay my rent, he fucking helped me out. He cut me slack. When I'm in jail, he comes over.
He has to cut you slack because legally he can't kick you out for 3 months. He has to take you to court.
No,
he knows he's going to get his money eventually.
No,
you're eventually going to pay it. At the end of the year, he's going to get all of his money anyway.
Right.
Regardless if you're a little late on 1 month or the next.
Right, and he could have charged me a buttload of late.
Hey, whatever.
He never said a word about it.
He's lucky I don't punch him in the face every time he knocks my door.
Dude, I've had landlords fucking demand the motherfucking
money. It doesn't matter. He's got to follow the law. Right,
they want their motherfucking
They have to follow the law. There's renters' laws. There's laws for people.
I know the renters' laws. Okay? I know the law. I understand how to read a contract, interpret the law. Okay? I'm telling you, he's not the worst landlord.
No, he's not.
Okay?
It doesn't matter. He's a landlord. It doesn't matter. He's not the worst cop. He's not the worst fucking CEO. It doesn't matter. They're all cunts.
Well.
All right? If I ran the country, if I was in charge, I'd light them up and shoot them. All right? That's as simple as that.
Until I find another place to live.
No. Well, mm-hmm. Well,
me and him are going to be on good terms.
Of course. But now that I found a new place, he's going to give me any shit at all. I'm not going to listen to his shit when I fixed his fucking... I fixed his fucking son's computer, and he's too stupid to know what I did for basically $50.
Right.
I'm like, I saved your... You're too stupid to buy your son a good computer. And you want him to go to college, and he's got a goddamn gateway with 400 megabytes RAM and a fucking... Whatever, 1 gigabyte hard drive with his poetry on it from third grade, and I give him a dual core 4 gig. God, how much is it? Look it up online. Dual core AMD processor, 4 gigs of RAM.
Whatever.
Fucking new 500 gig hard drive. I mean, that's a computer that's worth $200.
You gave it away.
Oh my god!
You give everything away. You don't ask.
I know. That's why I'm so pissed. I give everything away, and then people give me shit.
Because that's how people are.
Well, then fuck him. All right. So fuck him. If he's gonna give me shit when I mean, whatever. When his son is dying.
What's the upshot? You can't move back in here if you ever need a place.
I don't give a fuck.
That's it.
Fuck him. Yeah. We're arguing over $75. I'm not gonna. Have someone give me shit for $75. Obviously, he needs the work done. He wouldn't be begging me to get the work done if he didn't need the work done. If he needed the work done, then he'd be smart enough to fucking pay for it to get done right.
I mean, he's like complaining about, oh, these people, oh, they're selling crack out. I'm like, do you know... Do you look at their fucking criminal history?
He doesn't do shit. And I have offered to do.
I know.
Can look them up.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. But he doesn't think you have any skills because you don't have any money in here.
Yeah.
If you're broke, then you must be stupid.
I guess.
Yeah, exactly. If you're broke, you must be stupid. You know, if he's so smart, why is he bitching about $75? How about that? You know, he'd be, you know, there's no way in fucking hell if I owned an apartment complex, I would let crackheads fucking live in my apartment. These people are stealing electricity, they're selling crack, they're not paying the rent, they eventually get, you know, the cops have to come to the door. He's got a door over there that is made out of fucking particle board because the cops busted the door, and he fixed it because Dean, you know, the way he fixes shit, he makes a particle board door. I'm like, Dean, what the fuck is wrong with this door? Oh, this is where the crackheads lived. Why did you let him move in? Can't you fucking...
Because it's $290 a month. That's why.
Well, if you got it, you might want to fucking check him out online or something. I mean, I'm not being goddamn the CIA, but...
Why don't you... How about this? Why don't you start smoking some crack with those crackheads? Maybe it'll pay the rent. But he doesn't like crack. You know, I don't think Dean is the type of guy you want to hang out and smoke crack with. So fuck him. I don't care. I'm not going to fix this fucking ceiling for $75. There's just no way. Well, it's not worth my time or effort. I don't care.
Brenda made that deal, not you. Brenda didn't look at it.
Yeah, because...
She has no idea what's involved in doing it.
No!
She just said, he'll do it. That's the price. Thank you, bye. Click.
Hey, but that's why I said to you, I said, let's go.
Brenda moved you into a fucking $1,000 a month apartment.
Let's just
let her pay it.
Yeah.
That's how you solve that fucking problem.
I think we should go over there and just nail that fucking thing on the wall and make it look the shittiest.
I'm not gonna do that.
I'll do it. I'll fucking do it.
You're not nailing it on the wall, you're gonna nail it on the ceiling.
Yeah. It'd be funny.
I know how to do it with one person. I know how to hang sheetrock on the ceiling, but I ain't doing that.
Oh my god, I can't believe he came in here. I was like, dude. Oh.
Well, you told him to. Let him in.
Let him in here. He came in here and, you know, I thought we could. I thought we could.
Have you not been taking his calls?
I don't. He doesn't call me. I don't pick up the phone when he calls. I mean, it's $75. I paid him God knows how much money over the years.
He's going to be mad at me now.
He's a bean counter. He counts his little beans. He doesn't look at the whole picture. He's not able to understand.
He's going
to
be mad at me now for having you over. Just like he was pissed off.
All you have to do
when Robbie was coming up, he hated Robbie.
All you have to do is know your rights.
Know
your
rights. But you know what? This is my fucking landlord, okay? I will piss off every motherfucker within spitting distance of this fucking building. You know?
Yeah.
Fuck them. Fuck every one of these neighbors.
Yeah.
But I stay on good terms with my landlord.
Well, we're the complete opposite. Because I will make friends with all of my neighbors, but I will put a bullet in my landlord's head. If he gives me too much shit, I personally will threaten his life, and he can move to China. I don't care. I don't care how nice a landlord is. I don't care. It's like talking to a cop. I don't care how nice you are as a cop, you're still a cop. Landlords and cops can both fuck the fuck off.
I don't know why you got such a problem with that.
Because that is the shit. That is basically, that's where all the shit is going to land. All, when the shit hits the fan, the poor are going to have to deal with the cops and the landlords. The poor is not going to have to deal with taxes. They're not going to have to deal with anything but the cops and the landlords. When the shit hits the fan, you're going to be out on the street. When the government says they're not going to give your fucking SSI anymore, you're going to be on the street. And who are you going to deal with? You're going to deal with cops and landlords. You're not going to deal with the government. You're not going to deal with taxes. The only time you deal with corporations is when you eat at McDonald's.
Yeah, $1.39 for a cheeseburger.
Exactly. Right. So,
yeah.
Right. The rich are the only people that bitch about taxes.
Yeah.
All right. So, fuck them. Line them up and shoot them. Fucking kill them all. Take them to Siberia. I don't give a fuck. I will say this.
There's a special tax if you eat at McDonald's.
I don't give a fuck.
It's a city tax, though. They have fucking... It's like a trans fat tax. If you buy food at a fast food joint, it's 10% in Kansas City. Rather than... Normally, it's like 7.85%. It's like 10% extra.
I don't give a fuck. Don't eat at McDonald's. If they're charging taxes, I'll eat carrots. I don't care. Yeah.
I just think it's important, as long as we're talking about taxes.
Fuck taxes!
To point
the out. Only people that get you thinking about taxes are the rich. They want you to think about taxes. Poor people,
yeah.
They go to McDonald's, they're just getting food to eat. It doesn't matter.
They don't think about taxes. That's the point.
What is the point? The point is, fuck the rich. That's the point. Fuck the rich. Fuck the landlords and fuck the cops. That's my only point. I mean, that's the only point. Fuck the judges, fuck the landlords, and fuck the rich. And fuck this fucking war that's gone on for way too long.
What war?
The fucking war in Afghanistan, Iraq.
They're over.
Oh, right. No, it's not over. There's still troops over there. There's black water in Iraq. And we're about to invade Syria. And we've already... NATO has already fucking invaded goddamn...
Libya.
Yeah, thank you. And we're going to take out 7 countries in the Middle East.
Oh, you read too much conspiracy theory.
It's not a conspiracy. You think
I can't
I'm
have
stupid?
A fucking rational conversation with you about shit.
Fuck off.